Hello, and thanks for watching Proactive New York. Taurus Medical has just released a corporate update, and it's also announced that its 3CL Pharma will present final data from the phase 2 clinical trial of Tolvir at the upcoming Personalized Medicine World Conference. Joining with more details is CEO Gerald Commission. Gerald, good to speak to you today.
Pleasure to speak with you as well. Thank you.
So, Gerald, there's lots to talk about. Let's start off with that corporate update, and that covers Provista Diagnostics, progress at 3CL, and also plans to take the company onto a national stock exchange. So a busy time for the company.
Yeah, no, it's quite busy. We've been doing a lot of work at Provista. Our chief commercial officer, Philippe Gua, has really driven development there, and we're getting ready to launch new assays, UTI and some other PCR tests expanding beyond COVID. So that's been a lot of work. Now we should be launching shortly. And then in parallel with that, we have the Todos 3CL Pharma joint venture that's going to be developing Tolvir and Tolvir. So it's an exciting time, very busy. But we think next few months are going to be very important for us.
Well, let's go back to Provista, because you said you're going to further entrench that PCR testing and going beyond COVID. What sort of pathogens will you be looking at?
Well, for example, with UTI, one of the key values of the recent surge in PCR capabilities is the additional utility. So in the past, you used to do cell culture, and that's still the standard of care. And with cell culture, there are certain pathogens that grow much more than others. So they kind of suppress in culture the real profile of what's going on in a UTI. With PCR, you don't have that issue because the pathogens are looked at separately. So you can see the drug combinations with the PCR that you should be using from an antibiotic perspective. And that gives a much better outcome for the patient. And then the other thing is that PCR is a lot faster turnaround in 24 hours or versus 3 to 7 days with culture. So two big benefits, and why I think over time, not just UTI, but other tests that can use genetic and molecular profiling are going to move from cell culture type stuff to PCR and other genetic types of assays.
And of course, by UTI, you mean urine retract infections.
Yeah, correct. It's a major problem for nursing homes and skilled care facilities. So that's where really understanding the drug combinations is important.
And take us through developments with the Videssa breast cancer blood test and also the Limpro Alzheimer's blood test.
Sure. So for Videssa, we have started to work with a group down in Mexico to collect samples for a clinical study that Dr. Leon, our chief medical officer, the oncology area, is moving forward. So that is progressing. We need to complete our capital raise and our uplisting to NASDAQ to allow us to kind of really push that forward. But the infrastructure is there and work has begun. So sometime in Q1 or Q2 of next year, we expect that the trial will be done, will be read out, and we'll be able to use that data to commercialize in Latin America, get approval in Latin America and in Europe and in Southeast Asia. And it'll set the stage for us to get approval here in the U.S. We'll have to run another U.S.-based study, but this should give us very important data. With regards to Limpro, we just heard that the enrollment was basically complete for the second cohort in the comparison study comparing Limpro scores with amyloid beta PET imaging for Alzheimer's. And so with that, the analysis is ongoing, and we're hopeful to be able to announce at least top line results sometime in the next couple of months over the summer, at which point we'll submit the publication for submission, and hopefully we'll have some very compelling data in Alzheimer's.
So 3CL, we mentioned that right up in the intro, presenting final data for the phase 2 clinical trial, that's for Tolvir, and that's taking place next month. So you're moving quickly forward with this as well.
So for Tolvir, it's definitely been slower than we'd like getting all the pieces in place to prepare for a pivotal study. We know a lot of things were going on in the field of COVID, and we had to ensure that we had all the right information before we move forward. We feel we're comfortable in that space now. And so we're going to be starting the IND process and getting ready for the phase 2-3. For Tolvir, And we'll also actually be looking at long COVID at some point over the summer, some initial work in Israel on Tolavir, because it looks like it can address beyond just the protease aspects, also in the autoimmune aspects for long COVID. For Tolavir, you know, which is just a protease inhibitor, and it's just a supplement. We've been getting a lot of feedback from customers on how it's working for them, and some interesting findings. Like, obviously, the longer you've had a long COVID, the longer you probably need to help find success with any therapy that you want to be on or any supplement that you try. You know, things just take longer in that population. But people who've recently been infected, for example, with the big Omicron surge, they can bounce back pretty quickly. So, you know, there's some interesting findings coming from that data. And now we're going to be expanding the data we're gathering from customers and ultimately running a trials based on all that to see if we can really find the right dosing and other things to seek an approval for an indication for Tolavir. But right now, from a commercial perspective, I think we're in a good place.
And Gerald, you mentioned a capital raise, and that's going to be in conjunction with an uplisting you mentioned to NASDAQ. Is there a time frame in mind for that?
Well, obviously, markets have been somewhat difficult recently. So we think, you know, sometime in the next, you know, Q3, Q4, you know, the timing of which we'll see as markets return and things stabilize. But we are pushing, you know, to make it happen in a diligent way. We think the next major event is really 3CL Pharma getting capitalized and being able to get its first long COVID data and then start the phase 3 studies for Tolavir. Those are going to be some major events that we think, if it's true that, you know, we expect a big surge in the fall, as has been the case in the last two falls, as people have gone back to work and to school, and we've got this big booster gap, you know, there is the potential for significant hospitalization in, you know, the fourth quarter and the first quarter next year. So we do think they're going to be on the lookout for new therapies for COVID and hospital patients.
Okay, and that 3CL Pharma fundraise, that's going to be through crowdfunding, isn't it?
Yeah, initially it looks that way. So we've got, you know, a pretty loyal group of customers. You know, we've got very loyal group of customers who use our product, and they've, you know, asked in different ways to how, you know, they could do more to help support its growth. Certainly, you know, Todos as a company seeded it and, you know, kind of got it to where it is in terms of funding, but really needs to go back and focus on the diagnostic aspects. And the timing is great because now Tolavir has really found a niche customer base in the long COVID community and, you know, is preparing for pivotal studies. So I think that presents a compelling opportunity, and we're putting together, you know, all the documents and offering strategies to have it be successful, including making a batch of Tolavir specifically for that purpose, you know, for some of the investors. So, you know, we're doing a few things as we look to build out and take it to the next step. And I think that at 3CL Pharma is very, you know, quite significant. And so hopefully that'll ultimately reflect back on Todos.
Great. Thank you very much for the updates. I hope you'll keep us posted on any progress, but thanks for speaking with us today.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot.
That's Gerald Kimishiong. He's the CEO of Todos Medical.